Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Oh, hello.
Very official.
Yes.
Radio voice guy.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Mm. Oh, good evening.
I'm
ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Hello.
We have a special guest this evening.
Somebody who
this
just...
This morning.
They cut this afternoon. They cut in a little while
He almost
ago.
Cut into my intro.
I know. Well,
he didn't know the cadence of Greg's intro, and I tried to stop
hour.
Him. I tried
yeah.
to stop him.
Yeah, he you pointed at
pointed.
Him.
Pointed. But that was a point of stop, not a point of go.
Yeah.
I was back true. Here, and he leans into me, and he goes, yeah. Don't you move.
Yeah. For people at home, what we missed was the point.
Brian does a lot of things like, and then says them as if people can see them
right.
on the show.
Greg
he hasn't gotten.
Did you
the
see
idea.
What I did?
Greg.
I did this.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah. Greg, I'm going to need you
that.
To.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, let's start over. Let's start over. And then
welcome.
We'll get it right
no, no,
this
we're
time.
In.
No?
Why should we even
okay.
start?
I'm starting over. I'm about to introduce our esteemed guest.
She said we're in. Why don't we? Why are we restarting?
Exactly.
You're in already.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd she say?
Just clarifying what she said.
Where is
Look,
she?
I'm not telling... I don't know where she is. She just tells me the things. I'm only reporting them.
Why is right. she such a dirty girl?
Did she say she was in?
Yeah. So
she said we were in already.
You're
so
in
why
already.
Should we restart?
You're right. in already. Why restart?
This?
Yeah. This girl.
Apparently.
You
know.
She did.
You know.
She. No, she.
So who are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, David Guy Levy.
Do you prefer Levy or Levy?
Levy.
Oh, I prefer Levy.
Oh.
Try it again,
ladies
Brian.
And gentlemen, David Guy Levy.
Yes.
You're not Eugene Levy.
No, he's actually Eugene Levy.
Ooh,
oh, okay.
Eugene Levy.
You're not Eugene
yes.
Levy. You are?
Are
you
David Guy.
Levy.
Are you related to Eugene?
No.
That's too bad. No, blown applaud for that.
Okay.
That would have been a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show,
good
David.
Welcome, David.
How did you get here?
Franklin.
Oh.
That is a street
and
good
Los
joke.
Angeles.
Inside joke. Los
Inside
Angeles.
L.A. joke.
Yes, okay.
We're in East L.A., huh?
Reminds me of a story. There was an old actress. We'll call her Betty Davis.
Was
I don't
it?
Know if
is
it was
that
her
a random name?
Oh, I spoiled it. Oh, I spoiled it.
So far, David Guy Levy.
I've aborted the intro twice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me just might as well set it up so everyone has the punchline to it.
Go ahead.
What advice would you give any young actor moving to Hollywood? Take Fountain.
Yeah. Mm.
Take Fountain.
Take Fountain. I don't know the actress who belongs to that.
It was
story.
The lady that did
Joan
Golden Girls.
Joan Rivers.
No.
The oh.
The old,
no, that was Betty Davis.
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur.
I don't think it was her either. But
no, it was Betty Davis.
Look, on this show.
Betty Davis, like
on this show, you learn to say things with conviction.
Betty White.
You just say it with conviction,
and it's true.
And it's true.
Yeah,
Robert.
There are WMDs in East LA.
In Iraq. Let's go to war.
That too,
Robert.
Yeah.
DGL needs a question. Go.
The first question I asked when I met you was, how many hyphens are in your name?
Mm.
I think the audience would love to know that as well.
There are no hyphens.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just, so
it's
this,
a middle name kind of family. My
it's
sister,
that's amazing.
And I use mine.
What would yours be, Robert, if you went by your full name?
Robert John Scheid.
Brian?
Brian Paul Gerard.
I'd be Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt. It'd take people 15 minutes to get through my name.
I'm set up to be a perfect assassin.
Yeah.
Every assassin has a middle name.
Yeah. And they
right.
use it.
They never tell you someone's name without the
John
middle
Wilkes
name.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Here's the thing is, your last name has to be
Booth.
Your last name has to be one or two syllables. You would work if you lost one of the names.
Gregory Peter Hoyt or Gregory Lewis Hoyt.
But if it was
Gregory
like the Schlossenhaufen, they couldn't.
Is they had no...
official.
Very smart.
No ground to
yeah.
stand on.
Very
those
smart.
Guys.
Who?
So, Schlachtenhoffens.
Oh, those guys.
Definitely
guys
can't put
the
a...
longest last name
you
ever.
You can't put
want
another
me to,
name
want me to spell their name?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Schlachtenhaufen.
Ooh.
Schlachtenhaufen. My final answer.
Gregory Hoyt.
Yes.
DGL needs another question. Go.
Okay. David Guy Levy.
Gregory
Levy.
Hoyt.
Fuck. Okay.
Eugene. He just
David
cut
Guy
in.
Levy.
Fuck. Try it again.
Okay. David Guy
yes.
Levy.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
No.
He's
David
a...
Guy Levy.
No, it's Levy.
No, Levy. I did it right.
It's just
he
that
in.
He cut in.
Okay.
Here we go. Try
first,
it again.
First question.
My friends call me Eugene.
First question. Eugene Guy Levy.
Levy.
Nope, you're right.
First question.
Yeah, Betty Davis. Second question.
No,
he answered it. It's the second question.
It's the first question. The first question was never asked.
Strike that, reverse.
Back in. Robert's turn. Go.
Okay, so why your sisters have the same middle name?
They all have the same middle name.
No way.
My father has the same middle name.
As you?
Mm. Yeah.
Is your father the same name? What's his name?
His name's William.
Oh. William Guy Levy.
Levy.
Yeah, Levy.
Brian, Levy.
Levy.
Like Levy attacks.
Say Levy.
Levy
or
breaks.
The Levy will break.
Say Levy. I think it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So the choppers are coming into the apartment.
Airplane.
That's a helicopter.
Have you always thought that noise was an airplane noise?
Did you think they were very slow moving airplane?
UFOs.
All right, we're about 19 minutes into the show. I would like our audience to know what exactly David Guy Levy is doing here, please.
Yes.
I met David Guy Levy how many years ago, do you think?
Is that the first question?
Oh, well, we met over a poker game.
Yeah, and I hate poker, by the way, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Sure.
Did you know that when I showed up to your...
No,
was that your apartment?
I've heard this retroactively. This was someone else's apartment.
I showed up to that apartment with Stefan Schlachtenhaufen and Chad Brokaw.
Okay.
And it was sort of a... We needed to meet...
It was one of those bro moments where guys walk in and there's other guys.
Yeah.
And they don't interact. Some just stand to the side.
Yeah.
And so you just yelled out...
That's
you
right.
just yelled out, poker!
And like, you guys want to play poker?
Yeah, and we were all like... I was like, I don't like poker.
Grab a beer.
Yeah. Stefan doesn't like poker either.
No one does.
Chad liked poker.
Yeah.
You guys seem to like poker.
Well, I invited everyone out to poker like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. And everyone
said,
declined.
No.
I play poker.
Pause for just 1 second? You invited everybody out to poker? What does that mean?
Oh, in.
It's
my place.
Oh, I thought there was like
and
a poker place.
And only one person out of the six people I emailed said, cool.
Nobody said cool. Who said cool? David Schlachtenhaufen?
Maybe. No, he was like, I would if I were there. And then I responded, will there be strippers and hookers there?
Right, because that's the only real reason to play poker.
I didn't know you yet, Rob, or I would have invited you.
I appreciate that. What was the answer about the strippers and hookers? Were they there?
Well, that's more of a Friday activity.
Oh, okay.
Well, we were going to meet on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Were any left over?
Thanks for the context.
Yeah, no, I know. Just so that people knew, like, the answer to the
question. I don't know your schedule.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
But we met there, and this was a weird thing, the way we met, because we were, me and Chad were summoned by Stefan to come as basically, like, wingmen to meet... And hang out
he was just dating his future wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
He had just met his future wife, and she wanted him, I think, to hang out with her brother.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I was friends with his future wife's brother.
That's right. That's how it all comes
and
together.
And we've since become really close, me and his friend Stefan.
That's right.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, so there is a connection.
Yeah.
So we had this awkward fucking poker game, and I don't even play poker, so I was just sort of sitting there drilling beers and hoping to get out of there so I could go meet some girls. I didn't really need to go
poker.
And hang out with these.
I didn't even hardly know her.
I peaked it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Poker, I know.
That's okay.
We got the joke.
We got it.
Everyone's heard that joke ever since they were born.
DGL still enjoying it.
Yeah. Don't applaud that.
So we met that way, and then... Yeah. You were at that point. You were doing an online content thing,
mm-hmm.
and then you've gone on to produce amazing films. Correct?
Two out of maybe nine.
Okay, so which
amazing.
Ones are the amazing ones?
Tell us about the amazing ones.
Well, there's a movie I'm really proud of called Terry.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
I don't know what it's
John C. Reilly.
Oh, nice.
Principal.
Yeah. Very cool.
Principal. Really good.
And recently, a movie called Would You Rather. Which Stefan wrote.
That's right. Stefan Schlachtenhaufen's first feature film that sold.
Everyone at home can spell his name now.
Schlachtenhaufen.
Yes. And it's premiering, it's having its world premiere next month at the Scream Fest downtown LA.
Oh,
nice.
Perfect.
So everyone should get a ticket.
Yep.
Come on down.
Congratulations.
That's great
news. At the worst theater of all time, though, right?
Oh, the LA Regal Live.
Oh, God. Have you guys ever been there?
I don't think
no.
I have.
Like LAX.
It's the worst. It's like an airplane terminal. It's down by the Staples Center. It's downtown.
You take the 10 right next to it.
You know that place, like down by the Renaissance, the new...
Is that the theater that also doubles as a soup kitchen during the day?
I don't know.
It probably does.
I bet you it sounds about right.
It sounds like that area.
Yeah.
Wait, now, hang on. Airport, like the airplane, quote unquote,
yes.
that just flew by earlier?
Mm-hmm.
That was a helicopter.
That was a helicopter.
Well, we haven't identified it.
Officially, we didn't see it, guys, but we're all pretty sure, David, it was a helicopter.
Yeah. Maybe there's a helicopter pad.
I choose to believe.
Okay. All right.
It's the worst theater. It's just like, it's huge. It's like sprawling. You get a ticket, and then you have to walk almost like a quarter of a mile.
And then there's echoes in
theater.
The movie, so someone will say something on screen, and then you'll hear an echo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's huge.
It's massive.
Huge.
It's like seats 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Oh, my, yeah.
Huge.
So you, yeah, like if you have like a great night for an opening.
Yeah.
It's
like
gonna
the worst
suck. Yeah,
it could be the worst.
But I mean, you could still have like 1,000 people there,
which I hope
and,
we're in.
Okay,
even if there were 1,000 people, if you were in
yeah,
the bigger
exactly.
thing,
it's like, what? There's nobody here.
Yeah,
and that echoed as you said that.
That's right.
Nobody here.
I am David Guy.
David.
I directed.
Welcome to Would You Rather.
I directed. You directed that
I
one.
I directed this
had
one.
You ever had you ever directed before?
Well, it's the first scripted thing I've directed. Uh-huh. I did an experimental feature the year before.
Was this one of the 7 that didn't make it to the Oscar? Awesome
list. This literally still holds 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I own it. With
pride. Well done. Yeah.
Why not, man? We all have to do that. Yeah. I mean,
yep. I had reviews say horrible things
about you
not
personally.
About the movie. They just said the movie's so bad. Let's attack him on a personal.
No.
Level.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's tough.
Oh, you gotta go
it's
through
great.
The gauntlet.
It's difficult to get to that stage.
You know,
certain people have, like The Room, for example, the director of The Room. If you've heard of that film,
oh, that guy's a gazillionaire.
Oh, Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Tommy Wiseau.
Is he a gazillionaire classic. Because of it?
I don't know
about that, but he's definitely a cult following.
Yeah. He's famous.
$1,000 a week probably in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. But you can get to a status like the Uwe Boll status.
Uwe. We have a friend, Lindsay Hollister, who is in... And do you know Lindsay?
She was, was in
the Blubberella.
Blubberella. She was
the star. She's Blubberella.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's another one of those who... is pretty awful as a director.
We're not clumping you in that area, by the way.
No. But you're,
thank
like,
you.
We're
you
not
have a title.
That.
I rolled my eyes on that.
Yikes.
If the radio audience could
now,
have heard.
David, I have a question.
Yes.
You have directed, you've produced. What would you rather be doing?
Oh, Brian, with a nice play on word.
Directing.
Ah,
yeah,
Right? Because everyone wants to direct. Nobody wants to be a producer.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a shitty job.
Is it?
It's a horrible job.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? It's all phone calls and bullshit, right?
There's 10 minutes of pride after 2 years of sweat and blood.
Yeah, because the producer is the one who sees the whole thing through, deals with all the bullshit, and gets none of the glory.
None of the glory.
When does that pride arrive? At the end or somewhere in the middle?
At the screen.
As the credits are rolling. And then
at the beginning or the end?
When you just know, like, they've seen the movie, it's been shown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, and you're like,
what now?
Oh, now so do I go do another one?
Paperwork.
Oh, they paid me what?
Yeah.
It's a tough racket for
it
sure.
It really is.
Don't producers get paid a lot of money?
No.
Some.
This Hollywood.
If you work for a studio,
budgeting.
If you're one of 20 people who works for a studio.
Like, right? As far there are 30 producers on the planet Earth who are
making
a ton of money.
Yeah.
So for people who aren't aware of how it works, a lot of that occurs probably because of the whole Hollywood accounting, where basically, as a producer, you can get points on a film, right? So that means, depending on how well the film does, you get a cut of that.
Uh-huh.
However, that cut comes from the gross, how much they made.
And the accountants are never honest, and they never share that information.
And so then they say,
don't you have to sue them to get that information sometimes?
The new invoice is a lawsuit.
Wow.
Wow.
So there's a guy, I don't remember his name, but I know some directors who work for the studios, and they'll tell me how, like, once every 2 years, they'll walk in with this guy, and the accountant department just knows to get out of the way, and he'll walk out with a check for, like, $2 million.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
You need to find that guy.
I know.
Has the point thing ever worked out for you?
No, I've never seen money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what everybody says. I've never had somebody be like, yo, the point system, man, totally works.
Yeah, man,
but
you want
some points? It's great for negotiating deals because everyone believes in it.
Yeah.
So you can...
I'll give you points. I'll give
it's
you points.
A gamble. It's a gamble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to know. We're on the inside. So when people are offering us points, me as an actor, like, hey, you'll give you points on the back end, I should be like, no, I'll take the $50,000 up front.
Yeah, unless they're offering you 40 points.
Yeah.
Right. But even then, I stand to probably make $0.
No, you probably might make a little something if you have 40 points.
$10.
Studio films are different than independents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like,
then you would
more likely to see something mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing is there's no regret on that. Because mm-hmm. you can't look at that film afterwards and say, oh, man, I should have taken the points.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't have gotten anything anyway.
Now, that right. system, that's that great. Whole system, certainly, especially with actors, was really brought on by Tom Cruise, was it not?
Was it?
What, the point-based system?
I think you're right. I was thinking
yeah, that. He started getting to a point where he would just take scale or certainly, well, you know, only a million or two per picture, but then was like, I'll take 30 points on the back end. And because he knew of the success of what he brings as a box office draw
yeah.
internationally, was literally tripling his fee that he would have gotten had he just taken a straight salary.
Now he owns this podcast.
Now he runs Hollywood.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
I love Tom Cruise, man, by the way. I got to say.
Do you really?
I really do. Just as I think he's a nutbag, but who isn't? Hmm. But I will say that
I'm not as well. You asked the question. We just had to answer. Oh,
yeah.
David Guy Levy.
Pretty Levy. I just appreciate the fact that Tom Cruise, every film that he does, he goes hard.
I've
never seen Tom Cruise phone something in.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's not, his range might not be incredible, I just appreciate the shit out of the fact that he shows up and tries. I feel like this is the second podcast in a row where I've talked about this. Is that true?
I don't think I've ever heard you talk about
You've
Tom.
Never heard
You've
me
never
talk about
sang
this?
Praises of Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Oprah, you always sing praises.
Oh, my God. Oprah Winfrey. David.
Yes.
Guy Levy.
Greg.
Levy.
Are you attracted sexually to Oprah Winfrey?
Oh.
That's a yes.
Yep.
Come on.
Got another question.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
But we're digressing. We're going off
that, she was on that Tom show, Cruise. Dawson's Creek.
I don't think that was her.
I don't know if that's
the name. Michelle Williams.
Yeah. Michelle Williams, they look very similar.
Yeah.
So this
Katie Holmes?
No. Like him.
No.
Katie's a woman.
Girl. Dude.
Yeah.
Different.
But speaking of Tom Cruise.
Yes.
He does.
Full circle.
Full circle. That's great. Yeah. He brought it.
Thank you. Got
Thank
it back
David.
In. Yeah. Thank you for commenting
Thank
on
you,
what occurred there.
Perfect.
He's really just sinking this podcast.
What do you mean?
Torpedo.
He's throwing you curveballs.
Oh. No, it's all good. No. Thank you, Brian. So I think Tom Cruise is mm-hmm. a machine, like a business machine. Even if the rumors are correct,
mm-hmm.
How he handles his quote-unquote love life. Like auditioning.
This is people. How he handles his love life.
Tell me.
I'm putting my dick in your male ass.
What?
Man in front of me.
Whoa.
Hey,
what?
Man in front of me.
Whoa.
Pull your pants down while I put my dick in your ass.
Whoa. Time out. I'd like to distance myself
Same
from the comments
here.
Of Brian Drew.
Same here.
David.
Remember that
apologies.
Whole saying?
Yes. Apologies.
Hello, lady. Hello, beard of mine. What? AKA wife and child that doesn't belong to me. Thank you for presenting yourself to the public. Now, if you can step aside, there's a young man I'd like to stick my D up in his
whoa. Whoa.
Shut off the internet.
This
oh,
is
yeah, close the internet down.
This is the whole thing
I
about
like
saying something with conviction.
Comments.
I just want points on this podcast.
You want points
on the back end?
Oh, you've got 10 points, baby. Yeah. 10 points coming away.
Sometimes Brian, unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not sure, will go way out on a limb and make really broad generalizations, like the one you may have just witnessed.
Yeah.
Did you witness that? You were aware of what was happening? Where he was
Did you black
throwing?
Out
I think
during
you
that comment?
Probably cut it out before I could hear it.
We did silence
we dipped it.
The
we dipped
headphones.
It down.
Yeah.
It was just a big, long beep.
Like a dick in some mail.
That was it, actually.
Actually, he
you
was
can read
awake.
Lips.
He
yeah.
was awake for it.
Speaking of Oprah, why would you hide your sexuality your whole life? Why? In 2012?
You think Oprah
hiding,
has?
Is she hiding her sexuality?
I don't know. I don't know.
This
she's
is the
a
whole Gale thing.
Is that a fake thing?
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stedman
There's
paid for his
questions.
Silence.
Well,
I would love to be Stedman, man.
I bet
either
you
he's
I
getting
would
it.
Love to have a sugar mama.
Oh my god!
Because at the end of the day, I was online.
Yeah.
As a male.
As a dater?
As a male. And sometimes you come across videos which you have no interest sexually in. You just see the thumbnail and you go,
interesting.
Curiosity speaking,
yes.
And I'm going to click on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I saw this face of this older woman,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and I was not attracted to her.
Okay, this is on a dating site.
This
right.
is on a,
Got it.
On a porn site.
Oh, okay.
On,
oh.
The tubes, the porn
okay.
tubes.
Okay.
Is this and like live, like where you can chat?
No, these are okay. like the posts, you know, okay. and I'm
you're,
going through
And you're
it.
Clicking on an older woman.
This is in between okay. the Huffington Post and the charity's website.
Right.
Okay.
He, yeah, okay.
I go to this site and
yep,
I see this
sure.
older woman and I was like, you know, it's, they're not that bad because at the end of the day, I was telling Greg this in person the other day.
Uh-huh.
The other day, once you're done with the deed, you deflate. Like, everything's gone. Yeah. If I wanted to deflate into a cat...
That's the sound of deflation.
Yeah, and I don't want to deflate into a bag of money.
Yeah.
Rather than into a starving actress that's who's got daddy issues.
Okay. Oh, that's a great point.
Hang on.
That is an amazing...
It's a great point.
...statement that just was recorded and blasted
and
to the world.
I saw this because of a porn video, and I was like, you know what? I'm not attracted to her, but for 3 minutes of my time... I could be rolling around in like an R8
in stacks.
Which is what's an R8 for the viewers?
It's a big, sexy Iron Man Audi.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I know what you're talking.
It's a nice car.
It is sexy.
Now, hang on.
Yeah. I thought you meant an RX8. Like
I
the
could be wiping my ass with Zanku chicken instead of toilet paper.
Wow, that would be so weird.
Does not sound Zanku's pleasant at all.
Seems chicken. Like it'd make it dirtier
or hot.
Mark in
the Zanku
and mark out.
No, but seriously, how can you?
Is that Tom Cruise's boyfriend's name, Mark?
Mark out.
How can you live with yourself?
Bingo.
You know, how could you feel like I would think
easily?
I would think
I'd
that you'd
buy
feel bad.
The happiness back.
Oh, you can't buy the happiness.
Yeah, you could.
Because okay, for me, I would feel guilty. Well, that's different.
You would feel guilty? Now,
I feel guilty that I wasn't, like, contributing to the relationship other than a sexual
life. I would
that's
live
contributing.
Up to her. I would make her feel like I liked her. I'd be nice to her. I'd say sweet things to her. I'd make her feel like I was there mentally.
And the truth is, you very
even
well may
be.
Even
though it would all be a lie.
Yeah. Oh, it would be a lie.
It would be a lie. But
what I've been telling you guys on this podcast that she would never listen to.
She doesn't
know how to use a Mac.
Or the internet.
She doesn't
know what the internet is.
She still thinks email is like is something that comes in the mail.
Yeah.
Yet she's able to get her thumbnail on a porn site.
This is a different girl. It's not that exact.
Different site. This is on Huffington Post.
This is just an inspirational story.
This is a jumping off point. Now let me say something, though. Robert.
Yes.
The question is, here's the thing.
Yeah. I take a sugar daddy, too.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You know? Mm. If it was David Geffen, I'd take
press.
It.
What about Tom Cruise?
Hold the press.
Hold the press.
I would totally date Tom Cruise.
I would do it for the ultimate performance art of
ever.
The matter.
But hang on a second.
I would audition just so I could, like, say I auditioned.
You'd have to join Scientology.
Whatever. Membership fees.
Yeah.
He's paying for everything.
Hmm. All right.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The thing about marrying or falling in love with an older, rich woman, I'm totally down with that. It's just about getting in those circles. So you've fallen in love with the girl that you've fallen in love with, just in general, like a girl.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, we've all been in a certain social sort of structure or money level, okay?
Right.
Basically, the people that are around us essentially is the pool that we pull from. You start rolling with people that are multi-billion millionaires, then you're going to fall in love with somebody. The thought is just get in those circles and then just fall in love. It's not about
take half of what you had.
It's not about
in the divorce.
It's not about maybe faking somebody out. You could be like, I'm going to play the game of I'm going to meet and marry the richest woman that I can possibly.
She'd be horrible,
find.
But I'd be there.
That is the plan?
It could be. It could be a game that you would play in your life, just in the same way that you're playing the game of. Now this is a guy who doesn't believe in. In the higher gigs, right? So
me, you're pointing at me. Yes, I am.
Robert is a guy.
Remember,
who
we're on radio.
Yeah,
but yes,
he doesn't believe in higher powers. He believes in science.
I believe in here and now, and this is all we've got. And that if you're playing this as a game, this is the only game you get. You don't get to start over. You know, choose your own adventure. My finger was back a couple pages. Let me go back.
So that's his outlook.
That's
but
my outlook.
But then he's like, he's also the guy that's like, love number one, marry for love. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
I
sort
think
of,
that's pretty important.
But that's a pretty magical, fantastical view as well. But I'm playing devil's advocate.
Oh, I
not,
know, I know.
Not in the sense that like I believe it.
No, go ahead.
For someone who's a man of science, then wouldn't scientifically you be fine just like living with somebody you love?
Not getting married.
Oh, as opposed to marriage.
And marrying the one with the money?
But I understand what marriage...
Okay.
So I see.
It's
the one
formula.
You love is in the back house
contract.
With you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
if marriage is in
point.
The...
If it's all
you're in the guest house.
It's a talent deal.
If it's all a cold, unfeeling universe, as you feel it is...
What?
That's
oh
right.
My God, no.
If it's all science and formulas, then
you're the one.
Wouldn't you want to play the mathematical formula to make it...
No,
sort of,
you are imposing this chill on the universe by not having a deity that's controlling it. I'm saying that if you're looking for love and happiness, part of achieving that happiness is making a promise to the person you love that you're going to be with that person and you're going to help them in any time that you can, in any way that you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that person has money, that's a separate deal. But, you know... I wouldn't want to play the game and say, I'm looking for the one with the money first.
I'd rather actually, I don't know if I'd marry the old bag. I would definitely come to some sort of contractual sexual arrangement.
No, wait, hang on.
Wouldn't that be a John, right?
That job dry until it fired me.
So wait, David, would you do this for, would you do it for money, or would you do it for a roof over your head? Like
money.
So, because money is taxable, is traceable.
Yes.
And you're okay with that.
He's nice about that.
Yes. All right.
I would scream it from the Griffith Observatory.
All right.
I know guys who have that situation.
Oh, let's do it.
I know guys who are totally kept boys.
Wow.
And are they happy?
No.
Oh,
but they have nice Range Rovers and shit.
No, dude, it's because of this. It's because you find yourself with this individual, right? You do what you feel is necessary to please them, and you meet your quote-unquote obligation, right? And then you've got this money and you've got this free time, so you go out. You're not hanging out with her because, please, you don't want to be seen with her. And then what? You meet these other girls.
I would love to be seen with her. Just be like, yo, I fucking got one,
dude. But you meet these girls, these other girls, and you're like, oh, I'm so interested in her.
They know what's up. They know.
But they're not gonna wanna hang with her,
dude. You can't make it rain. Don't want to hang. Trickle down. Loveonomics.
I'm surprised how silent Brian Gerard is on this subject.
Loveonomics. I love your style, DGL. Thanks for joining us.
We haven't learned anything about him.
Yeah, we did.
I'm a skeezy asshole.
All right. Producer, director extraordinaire, David Guy Levy. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by, Dave.
Thanks for the love lesson. We'll have more of those.
Yeah.
You'll be by again. When's your next movie comes out, we'll have you come back.
Oh, good.
Which will be only
a couple months away.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. Right. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard. We are the Shots.
Yeah.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working. Tell you.